Good morning. Today we're going to ask our final question as it relates to the shutvus of Yisachar and Zvulun, the partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun. And we're going to ask a very fundamental question that applies in that context and many other contexts as well. Is it permitted for somebody who's a Klei Kodesh, somebody who is in learning or in teaching of Torah, is it permitted to get paid for that? Or is it not permitted to get paid for that? So today we're going to see the opinion of the Rambam, the famous opinion of the Rambam, and Emir Tashem. Next time we will see the other side of the coin. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, we'll read some of his language. His language is very important. Kol hameisim libo shayasak b'Torah v'lo yaseh melach. Anyone who decides, I'm going to be osik b'Torah, I'm going to be involved in Torah, learning Torah, teaching Torah, but I'm not going to work. I am simply going to learn Torah and not have an external parnasa. Vis parnes minatstak, and I will receive tzedakah funds, charity funds. I'm going to sit learning. I'm going to sit in kolel, and I'll have people support me. I'll receive tzedakah. Says the Rambam, harezim mechalel es Hashem. This is a chilul Hashem, umevaze et haTorah, and it's a disgrace to the Torah. And you're removing yourself from Olam Haba. Don't think, says the Rambam, that you're going to build yourself Olam Haba, but rather this is taking away your Olam Haba. Why is that? So he explains as follows, Lefi sha'asur lehenot ba'olam hazeh midivrei Torah. You cannot have hana'a in this world from divrei Torah. You can't be paid for learning. You can't be paid for being a Klei Kodesh. And he quotes a couple of Ma'amars of Chazal, Pirkei Avos, that says, Kol Torah Shein Ima Malacha, any Torah, learning of Torah, teaching of Torah that doesn't have Malacha and a Parnasa associated with it, Sofa Beteila Vigoreres Avon. In the end of the day, your Torah will not be successful and it's going to cause sin. It's going to cause sin because you need a Parnasa in order to support the learning of Torah. And he brings another Chazal that says, you should not make your Torah into a crown on your head in order to grow, to try to have benefits from your learning of Torah. So you wear it on your sleeve, we would say. You wear it as a crown on your head and don't use it as a shovel to dig. In other words, to find the treasure for personal benefit. And so the Rambam, that's the Rambam in his Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam also wrote a commentary on the Mishnah, and included in the Mishnah, obviously, is Pirkei Avos. And on that Mishnah, he says this concept of don't use a Torah like a shovel in order to dig, to find the treasure, to benefit from him. Kolomar lo techashveihu kli lichyos, but don't make it into a kli, into a vessel, into a utensil to enable you to earn a parnasa from. In other words, the Torah is not for us to use like we would use a shovel, to use like we would use a fork and knife to benefit from, to use the Torah to receive funds for money from. That's not the concept. And he brings a Gemara in Yuma that talks about Hillel HaZakin, the great Hillel, who was actually a person who was a woodchopper. That's how he would earn his parnasa, and he was learning in front of Shmaya and Avtalion, the Gedolei Hador. And he explains that Hillel, the great Hillel, who became the Gadol Hador, had it been permitted for people to support him with tzedakah, they certainly would have done that. Had he said, or his Rabbanim said, we need to support Hillel, this great tzaddik, this great Talmud Chacham, they wouldn't have let him continue and chopping wood to earn our parnasa. So what happened there? That he was a wood chopper. Aval hem be'etzim hayu chassidim. They were great people. They were chassidim aminim be'emes la'atzmam. They kept with the truth. They believed in the truth. And they believed in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They believed in the Torah. Asher ba yizke adam l'chayei olam haba. By virtue of the Torah, learning it lishba. That's how we earn a place in olam haba. V'lo hayu matirim la'atzman levakesh mamo mini adam. And they didn't permit themselves. Hillel wasn't about to tell people, support me. Or other people weren't about to support me in my learning. That's not the Torah way, says the Rambam. B'hayu roim sheliki chaso hayachilu l'ashem b'enei amon. They were concerned. And they saw that taking money would be a chilul Hashem in the eyes of other people. Because the people are going to view learning of Torah like any other occupation. Just like you become an attorney to earn money, you become an accountant to earn money. You become an engineer to earn money. You become also a kolelnik, or you become a yeshiva learner, or a teacher of Torah, just as another occupation, and that would be Dvar Hashem Bazah, that would be a disgrace to the Torah. So accordingly, we see the Shita of the Rambam explaining Hillel HaZaken and the Tanai, great Tanaim, the Amoraim, they did not take money for their Torah learning. It was a Chilul Hashem. People would come to degrade the Torah thinking it's just another occupation. And we see accordingly the rationale for the Rambam saying that it's prohibited to take money for one's learning. It's prohibited to take money for somebody being involved in Torah affairs, involved in teaching apparently as well, and because of the concern of the Chilul Hashem. So clearly that is not what is done nowadays. In Amir Hashem, we will have to wait until next time to see what would be a rationale that would indeed permit the receiving, the paying to, and receiving of money for somebody who is involved in learning full-time, and even part-time, but receiving a stipend for the learning. Indeed, we were going to have to find a rationale to permit it. Have a wonderful day.